Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, my friends. JT DeBoltz with you today for the Moab Daily Power Call. Great to be with you on a Wednesday morning, middle of another big week here in the Moab community, and grateful as always to be with you. I say good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, whatever time it is for you, no matter where you might be tuning in from on the Big Blue Marble. Thank you for joining me here each and every single Monday through Thursday at 11 a.m. Eastern. It is always a privilege and an honor and a great deal of fun, and I do appreciate spending some time with you. Hopefully you get some good stuff out of these discussions that we have 4 days a week and can apply them moving forward. Something I want to talk to you today about is this feeling that we are, you know, like we're not moving fast enough. Perhaps you felt this. Do you ever feel like your progress isn't moving as fast as you want it to do, right? Like it's moving at a snail's pace. Maybe it's a major project that you want to either start or complete, and you thought, man, by now, this thing should have been done. Maybe there's results that you've been working toward. You're looking in the mirror saying, I have been giving up sweets and food that I love and working out every day, and look, I'm still not in that picture mode. I don't look like that person in the magazine. Or perhaps you're looking at your bank account saying, man, I've been at this for however XYZ long, and I don't have the money of the big earners. I don't have the results that they said I was going to get. Maybe it comes down to actually launching something, shipping something, getting it out there. You thought, I'm going to get this done. This is going to be my day to go, but it hasn't happened. Well, guess what? The good news is today is the first day of March, brand new month. Doesn't matter whether it's Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, doesn't matter what day it is. This is a brand new, fresh month. We just flipped the page on the calendar, your chance to maximize that. But it comes down to getting it out there, taking the action you got to take. Sometimes delays happen. Sometimes those delays find us, right? Sometimes we're doing everything we could do, and then we get sideswiped. Out of the blue, somebody decides that they just need our time. It's a little bit like I was talking about yesterday with the tyranny of urgency. Sometimes it's because, you know, we didn't see it coming. And then there are other times where we go out and find them. We almost purposely seek out those delays, those distractions. But what's interesting about this is it has a tendency to feel like that anxiety or that lack of preparation shows up. And we start to create the delays, right? We hesitate because we feel like the project's not ready or that it's not good enough. The video needs to be tweaked. That blog post needs to be adjusted. Somehow it's not quite right. When in fact, the project is more than ready. It's really us. In fact, what we can go back and look is that thing that we're hesitating or delaying on. It's not it, it's us. It's not that we're hesitating because it's not ready. It's hesitating because we aren't ready. We're not hesitating because the project's not good enough. We're hesitating because we don't feel good enough. We're not hesitating because that thing needs tweaking or adjusting. It's because we mentally, energetically, psychologically, whatever, need to tweak, need to adjust ourselves. It's not that the thing isn't quite right. It's that we're not quite right in the way we see ourselves relative to the goals, to the results we want. That's important. There's a story that the great Michelangelo created the Statue of David by looking at a piece of marble, a huge chunk of marble that everybody else had rejected. All these great artists had rejected this particular chunk of marble because it was too tall, too narrow, too long, unusable. There's nothing they could do with it. But Michelangelo stood back and he said, you know what? I can actually see a great figure of a warrior inside this block of marble. And instead of thinking about it in terms of a huge project, he saw it as something as just chipping away the erroneous pieces, the pieces that didn't belong there, to uncover, to unleash the great David. That's what it takes. It takes chipping away piece by piece until our own masterpiece remains. If you look at something and you say, it's not ready, or I'm not ready, it's about chipping away all those pieces to show the masterpiece. I've said this many times. I don't believe in the concept of self-improvement. It sounds like home improvement. It sounds like you can go to a home improvement store and buy tools and wood and fasteners and all this other crap and build something to upgrade your home. That's not how life works. You don't need to be upgraded. You just have to chip away those pieces because the masterpiece is inside right now. There might be layers of self-doubt. There might be miles and miles of grime from the road of self-doubt and self-deprecation and all these other things that go along with living life. It's up to you to sandblast that stuff off, to power wash it away, to sand it away to a fine sheen. Here's another great one. There's a story about Da Vinci, Leonardo da Vinci, sitting on a sidewalk cafe having a cup of coffee one day, and a woman comes up and she goes, "Oh my gosh, it's the great Leonardo da Vinci. Could you draw me a picture?" So he takes a piece of paper and he scratches in about 30 seconds, he draws this beautiful drawing. And the woman says, "Oh my gosh, thank you so much." And he says, "That will be $1 million." She says, "What do you mean it'd be $1 million? It took you 30 seconds to create it. How could it be $1 million for 30 seconds of work?" He said, "Madam, it's not 30 seconds of work. It's a lifetime of mastery to get to a place where I could do something this great in 30 seconds. Most people don't understand that it's not about delaying greatness. It's about the road that we have to travel to get to greatness. To get to a place of proficiency where Da Vinci could, in 30 seconds, draw something that a person would go, "My gosh, it's a masterpiece," took years and years and years and years and years and years and years of dedicated, painful, painful commitment to self-mastery. Seth Godin says that if you're not willing to get your worst stuff out there, if you're not willing to get that stuff out of the way, how will you ever possibly do better than that? I think that's amazing. If you're not willing to go through that stretch where you suck at what you do, where it's awful, where it's miserable, where you're so like, "Oh, this is terrible." If you're not willing to go through that, how can you get past it? You can't get over the mountain by wishing the mountain was gone. You have to take those first steps, and you have to go over the mountain, you get to the peak, and then it's all downhill, and then you're beyond the mountain. That's what it takes to become great at what we do. We have to come to grips with the fact that there is a period of growth where the chafe of resistance, if you will burden us, where the resistance is in direct proportion to the dream. The resistance that we have where we say to ourselves, "Man, you know, it's so hard for me to even see myself being great, and there seems like there's so much work to it." That resistance that says don't, you know, stop, procrastinate, all those little things, it's in direct proportion to the dream. You're never going to have an amazing dream that doesn't come without resistance, that doesn't come without fear, that doesn't come without somebody telling you it can't be done, without the rejection, without the sense like this is never going to work out. Because if it was easy, everybody would do it. There have been so many people that came before you that quit. And guess what? They quit way before you've gotten before this point now. So you've already surpassed a lot of those people. The question is, are you willing to continue to trudge through the other stuff, the stuff that you don't even know about yet? I've been in business now for 11 years. And I think to myself, if I knew then what I know now, I wonder if I'd have gone through it all. I wonder if I would have gone through all those countless thousands of rejections, the painful loss, the financial loss, the loss of my friends, the people that I thought were my friends. I wonder if I'd have known about the times when my mentors and my trusted advisors stabbed me in the back and walked away from me in the cold. I wonder if I'd have kept going or if I would have started in the first place. Sometimes that benefit of 2020 is better, but we wouldn't want to have it on the front end because it might stop us from taking the action in the first place. Here's the key. The key is action. That's the whole point. The point is this. The resistance is in direct proportion to the dream that you have. If it feels huge, congratulations. If you feel like, "Oh my gosh, this is so much, I don't know if I can handle this," congratulations. You're probably on a path worth going. If you're saying to yourself, "Ah, piece of cake, I got this," you got to be careful if that's your ego talking. Are you burying your head in the sand or are you allowing yourself to see it for what it's worth? One thing I can't stand is when people come out and they start pounding their chest talking about, "Hey, I'm going to be the next big thing," and they have no idea what they're committing to. I'm more interested in those people that have a sense of humility, a sense of, "Oh my gosh, I can't believe I got myself into this. What am I going to do? What if this doesn't work out?" And then they get going. They take that action. Because that is the key. The action is the key. If it feels huge, you're probably headed for greatness. If it feels tough, if it feels like, my gosh, there's going to be so much more to this than I ever imagined, then chances are you're probably headed to something worthwhile, at the very least. Here's the key, is to chip away and accept that it won't always be great. It's going to suck sometimes. It just will. There are going to be times where you're going to look at what you do and you're going to say to yourself, by now I should have been better at this than I am now. I thought I had grown past this. That's actually a really good sign. You can go back and you can look at any great artist, any great musician or musical band. You can look at any athlete. You can look at any business icon, any entrepreneur that you appreciate, and you will find periods of time where at one point where they were successful and well-known, where they had done amazing, marvelous stuff, and you'll see this like dip, and you're like, God, that must have been like so frustrating for that person that goes, I thought I had it dialed in. Here's the beautiful part to that, though. You never, quote, arrive. And if you have an attitude like, well, once I arrive, once I'm there, then everything's going to be hunky-dory, then I got news for you. You are in for a huge disappointment. There are going to be times where you hit the big time, where you surpass, don't just hit, but surpass those big dreams you have right now. You'll get there, okay? And you'll surpass them. And then all of a sudden, you're going to have the shocking realization that that's just the beginning. Then what? It's a good place to be, because now you're on the path to greatness. Not just the path of being comfortable, not just on the path of getting stuff, but on the path of true greatness. You chip away at those chunks to reveal the masterpiece. And over time, you start to feel, man, this is harder work than I thought it was going to be. But it won't always be great. There are going to be times where it's going to be awful. But if you continue to chip away, that's when you start to find the masterpiece. The most amazing part, though, is that it's a journey. It's not a destination. You've heard that said so many times it becomes cliche. But it's true. Greatness does not come as a finish line that we cross. The most important thing is, in order to cross any finish line, in order to get on any path to greatness, it's not by dreaming about it. It's not by cutting out pictures out of a magazine and pinning it to a corkboard and staring at it, thinking that by doing that it's somehow going to, quote, manifest itself physically in your life. No. Do not delay putting it out there. Do not delay putting the action in place. Don't delay it out of fear that others are going to judge or others are going to reject. Don't fear that it may not work out. Those are the people that are going to be looking and saying to you years down the road, man, I remember when you first started. I didn't think you were going to do it. I thought you were crazy. Look at you now. Congratulations. Or they won't say anything to you at all. When you look back on the times when you delayed, you won't be looking back on those times with joy. You'll be looking back on those times with gratitude. You won't be saying, man, I'm so glad I went through that tough time that sucked. You'll be saying to yourself, I'm grateful that it happened because it gave me that great gift of perspective to really appreciate the success. Remember this, the ones who need it, the ones who will benefit from your greatness, and the ones who will be completely, the ones that come to you again and again for your business, for whatever it is, will be the ones that will be absolutely committed. They'll be relentless. They'll be the ones that will say, I'm so grateful you stayed in business. I'm so grateful you're the one that made the impact in my life. That's when it's worth it. Don't delay your greatness. Take action on it today and every single day. Right now might be the most terrifying time. It might be the most frustrating time. It might be the toughest thing you're going through. But don't delay your greatness. Don't hesitate because you feel like you're not ready. You're ready. Don't hesitate because you don't think it or you're not good enough. You are. Don't hesitate because you think, oh, it needs more adjusting and tweaking and preparation. Go with what you got. Because you're never going to know unless you do. It's never going to be perfect. You're never going to be ready. But what you will be is you'll be your best in that moment. That's your opportunity to be like Da Vinci, to be that craftsman, that artist that sees in that block of alabaster, that block of granite, the greatness that everybody else rejected. They didn't want that block of marble that was you, but you saw it within yourself, and you slowly started chipping away with relentless belief. And as you started chipping those pieces away, you refined out of that block the greatness that's inside of you. And everybody else will be looking as you start to craft that greatness, as you start to create that masterpiece, and they'll say, wow, why didn't I see that? We really missed on that one. And pretty soon you will stand alone as the artist that created the masterpiece. And that masterpiece isn't just your business. It's just not your bank account. It's not your house, your car, and all that stuff. The masterpiece that you're really working on a daily basis is you. So get to work on it today and every single day. Believe in yourself enough to create the greatness within you, chipping away one piece at a time, showing up with that focus, that gratitude, that belief in yourself, remembering that action is the key. Now go out there and make it happen, my friends. My friends, this call is a wrap. It's my privilege to come at you here on the Moog Daily Power Call each and every single Monday through Thursday at 11 a.m. Eastern. Looking forward to doing it again tomorrow. And remember, no matter what course you fly in life, fly high, fly fast, and fly far. We'll talk to you tomorrow.